It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have BFM's own Murray Kamik. He's up to have a chat about the post-punk and new wave poster art exhibition, which has been on the past few weeks at the Alan Melville Centre and will continue until the end of New Zealand Music Month next week. How are you going today, Murray?
I'm fine, yes.
So you've come up and you've chosen three songs to kind of encapsulate the poster art and everything that's going on at Alan Melville Centre. Is there any other overlying themes that you've chosen for this?
I tried to get the tracks that, hopefully sound the best from that era, because a lot of the stuff that was released was just demos, because the multinational labels just didn't have a clue as to what was happening and weren't interested. And I don't know that the studios that the people, the musicians recorded in had a clue as to what was happening either.
Yeah, you were saying off air just before that you think that all of these kind of artists never really got that proper studio experience that some of the other artists around that time did.
No, well, it was a strange time, just because the EMI was based in Wellington there, I think, as the punk thing was happening, and so was Polygram was probably in Wellington too, and so it was just very difficult for bands to record. And the people who eventually started labels, like Brian Staff and Simon Grigg, they were completely new to the task, you know.
Yeah, this first one, I'm going to play the Tearaways one first, Short Haired Rock and Roll. What made you pick out this one in particular?
I always like the energy of the Tearaways, and I think they're sort of overlooked to some extent. They're a lot of fun in that... there were quite a few cover versions, and I obviously like the fact they did River Deep Mountain High at one point, the I Can Tina Turner song. And I recall one Saturday I took John Dix, the writer, along to see them, and he hadn't sort of been converted to punk. And at the time, Kerry Buchanan was having trouble sitting up on his drum stool, so they had to put the drum stool against the wall to give Kerry greater support. And he got his sort of bag with chemicals that might assist him out, and took something, but I don't think it helped. And they did actually replace Kerry with another drummer whose name I'm forgetting, but they were a lot of fun at the time.
That's great. We'll give it a listen. That was True Love by Marching Girls, selected by Murray Kamik for this week's My Morning Mixtape. We were just talking about off-air about the evolution of the Marching Girls, going from the Scavengers over to Marching Girls. What was it like going through that whole kind of period? Did you have any involvement in kind of knowing those guys?
Well, I did know them, and the first time Scavengers actually walked into my office, I almost feared for my life, even though, but just because I'd never met them, you know, and I had this sort of concept of punk that I'd read in NME that I should be scared of them or something. And of course, and Dez had a, he'd come in because they wanted to tell the story of Dez had his arm in a sling because he'd got beaten up. And so they're really lovely people. And there was Johnny Volume and Dez Destruction, as he was called at the time, came in. And we went and saw them because, you know, they're just at the Globe, which is a long gone pub, but it was one of the university pubs where Hello Sailor were there too. And both Scavengers and Suburban Reptiles came out of sort of art school, you know, in a sense, the Suburban Reps out of Elim and Hangers-On, and Scavengers, I think some of them were associated with either the graphic arts course at AUT or Michael, who was lead singer. I think he may have even worked in an ad agency. And so when he left and Ronnie Reason came in, who was British, you know, they had a great new sound with that, and that's the sound you hear there is Marching Girls, which those two songs vary from, you know, pub R&B to pop almost, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've stood the test of time. They sound just as great now as I'm sure they did back then. Tell us about this exhibition that you've been curating at Alan Melville Hall. These artists, are they are these artists the ones that you'll be showcasing at the exhibition? Are they posters from this kind of era?
Yeah. It's just that because a lot of them came from art school, you could say their posters were better than their recordings. And well, obviously music is, even if it's quite poorly recorded, the essence of a melody is there. So their recordings are very fine and well loved. But the posters were very often slick and professional, and the things that the bands weren't. So I immediately started collecting them, and Scavengers had fantastic stuff, and Suburban Reps, and a guy, Terry Hogan, who worked at WA Records, he started doing a lot of designs for people. So he did these state dance posters, which are really beautiful, and he also did some for, well, he was instrumental probably in getting Toy Love signed to WA. So he did some Toy Love artwork and posters, but members of Toy Love did them too. So a lot of bands were doing their own.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we see every now and then nowadays. There are artists out there that kind of delve into artwork for their own designs. Do you think it's something that people should be doing now?
Well, it's always been a fact of life that a lot of musicians have very good, you know,
multi-talented.
Yeah, well, it's not multi-talent necessarily, but the ability to make music is often a similar... you're able to also probably be quite good at design and photography and things like that, you know, you're dealing with the same creativity, you know.
We've got one more to play, but before then, what have you got coming up after this exhibition's all over?
Oh, I've got another photography exhibition at a Black Asterisk gallery that opens on the 31st of May. It's part of the photo festival. So those are my own photos, whereas the posters obviously is a collection of other people's work. But my own photos, it's called Queen Street with an S on Queen. So some of it is sort of drag queens and friends, but there's quite a few friends too. So it's a mixture of people of that time.
Awesome. Thanks very much for coming up, Murray. It's great to get these stories and hear a little bit more about these artists that we've been listening to, and I'm sure we'll listen to them for the rest of this week here at BFM for the full 100% New Zealand Music Week. What's this last one that you wanted to play? It's the one by the Swingers.
Yeah, Swingers. Well, it's just one. They had lots and lots of amazing songs, and I think a lot of the good songs didn't even make it onto their first album, and I think they did a Rip It Up party for us, and I know they rescued me when I managed to discard the key to my petrol petrol tank, thinking I didn't know what it was useful for, and they sort of found me wanting to get to a petrol station or something. But they're really good people to work with, the Swingers, and it was great to see them have a big pop hit.
Yeah, of course, you've chosen one that isn't the massive hit, or the one that I'm more familiar with. Yeah. What made you pick out this one?
Oh, well, I always avoid the big hit, really, in this case. But and this is good dancey sort of track, and if I'm going to play one when I'm DJing the Swingers, I'll choose this one.
Awesome. Thanks very much for coming up.
Cool.
Feet are hot, I'm shaking all over on the spot. I said one step, two step, three step, four. Shuffle our way across the floor. Takes total tango, up and down, pogo, flamingo, or limbo. Honey Max gets it, go go. Well, it ain't what you dance, it's the way you dance it. It ain't what you move, it's the way you move. I said, oh no, let's go. Dance all night at the disco. Twinkling, hop, skip and jump, do the Charleston, do the bomb, dance the old, dance the new, waltz to the schmokes and soft shoe, cha cha, rumba, bossa nova, polka, do the swim, what to see, I let those feet go free. It ain't what you dance, it's the way you dance it. It ain't what you move, it's the way you move. I say, oh no, don't stop, be really happy about me.
Was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.